And this morning we are joined again, second time in 1 week, with our next guest, Father John Giuliani. He is the pastor at All Saints Church in Lake Wylie. He's also a priest and a member of the Oratory. And Alan Miller, of course, who is no stranger to the microphones. And I was joking with Father John when he came in again. I said, "You're back," because we have a new pope. And that, of course, was what you were talking to us about on Wednesday. You kind of talked through what the conclave was going to look like. So we are now done with the conclave. That's concluded. And we have a new pope. So Father John is, I know when you were here on Wednesday, you said you thought you had an inkling of who it was going to be. Is this who you thought was going to be the pick?
No, absolutely not. Pope Leo is not on my list at all in any sense of the word.
And of course, Pope Leo the 14th, is that that's correct, right? So you were talking through what that looked like. So he went in as Robert Prevost, and he was a cardinal.
Yes.
And again, I'm coming from a very Southern Baptist
You're doing great.
Background. So I want to get all the piece parts, talk through this. But when he was elected, you said he would then go into the Room of Tears, and he would then pick his name and become the new pope.
He would change he'd become pope as soon as the cardinal prefect would come down and ask him, "Do you accept your election as the pope of the Roman Catholic Church?" When he said yes, he became the pope, the bishop of Rome, immediately. And then they usher him into this little room off the Sistine Chapel where they have various cassocks, the white robes.
Okay.
And he put that on. They have different sizes. The tailors are prepared. In fact, one hefty pope once said, the tailor said, "Oh, we knew it was going to be you." And he said, "Well, then why didn't you have a robe that fit me?" But he put on the white a cassock, and then this red cape, and then the stole of St. Peter and Paul, and then the skull cap. And then he came out, and all the cardinals applauded, and they probably congratulated him. And then he went to the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square. The cardinal comes out on the loggia, the terrace there, and he tells the people in Latin, "I have an announcement of great joy. Habemus Papam, we have a pope." And then he named Cardinal Prevost, and he said he took the name Leo the 14th.
What is the significance of Leo?
Mm. Well, Leo was the pope at the end of the 19th century, very kind fellow. He looked like your grandfather. He was the first pope ever filmed. Every now and then on YouTube, you'll see him. He's in a carriage. Or he's given his blessing, and he was a kind man. And for the oratory, he's special to us because he named one of our men in England as his first cardinal, Cardinal John Henry Newman. Mm-hmm. Newman was a convert from the Anglican faith, and he was under suspicion by the previous pope, didn't sort of trust him. But as soon as Leo became pope, he made him a cardinal. In other words, you're
now,
okay.
How do you feel that name fits him and maybe his agenda going forward?
Yeah, it's an old name. There's Pope Leo the Great, who was the pope who stood off when the Vandals were invading Rome. He went out to meet them on the road in all his splendor with all his court. And when these Vandals were coming in, they would just stop by the brilliance, and they were just in awe of this man, and they didn't fight. They were very peaceful. And, of course, they were eventually converted to the faith.
So is there a, you know, they say Pope Francis, he had certain priorities in his pontificate, and this is a new pope. Leo, he's taken this name, the significance of that, does it fold together with his association with Francis?
Well, he gave a little talk on the balcony. He said, you know, we have to walk together, and we have to be missionaries to proclaim the gospel and the love of God all together. And that was one of Francis's themes. The church is open to everybody. And I think Pope Leo will continue that same style.
Well, and while he is American, and I know we'll talk about that, he's the first American to ever be elected pope, he is a missionary and has been a missionary in other countries.
Peru.
Okay.
He was more Spanish in a sense than American. He had been in Peru for 20 years, and the people there accepted him as one of their own. He holds dual citizenship, not only in the United States, but in Peru.
Do you think that's what helped him get elected?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They liked him very much. He's a very humble man. He did not speak English, probably on purpose, to show he didn't stress his American background, because he's now Pope of the whole world. I mean, he can't really favor one nation over another.
What significance does this mean to American Catholics? You know, we as Catholics in the United States have traditionally said, you know, we have other countries that are represented through the pontificate, but it's got to have an impact and perhaps recharge the faith in the U.S.
I think so. I think he's an inspiration. I know they were quoting people in Chicago who were very excited that someone from the area had become pope. It wasn't. No one believed that would ever happen, that we'd have an American pope.
Why is that?
Because we're such a powerful nation in the world, that we lead in so many areas, that spiritually there'd be someone from another country that would not be partisan, either identified with the West or the East, but someone like from Italy, someone from a neutral area.
You know, there's a lot of my friends, non-Catholic friends, that say, why is the Pope so popular? Why is he elevated to the status that he is?
Well, he's the Bishop of Rome, and as such, he's the successor of St. Peter, who was sort of the chief apostle that Jesus singled out and said, you are a rock, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will never prevail against it. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loosen on earth is loosened in heaven. That's a lot of authority. We believe that the Pope, as successor to St. Peter, carries that same authority. So he chooses most of the bishops in the world, and he sets the tone for the whole church.
Will he act as a spiritual leader for leaders within the world? Like, do they seek out to speak with him and meet with him? What does that look like?
The Catholic Church has its own diplomatic corps. We have ambassadors in many of the countries in the world. And we're the forefront of bringing people together and settling disputes, etc. I know even in Cuba, Pope Francis was very instrumental in visiting that country and sort of bringing people together. He met with the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church there. He was good friends with Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople, the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church. One of the titles of the Pope is Pontifex Maximus, Master Bridge Builder. And the emperors in Rome used to have that title because whenever the Romans took over an area, they put in good roads, bridges, aqueducts. Mm-hmm. And the Pope is a bridge builder between countries and people. And he brings people together.
Mm-hmm. What is your hope for the next Pope?
I wish him well. I think he'll do very, very well. I think he's going to be a very moderate type of person. He'll be a very good leader.
Father, why are you disappointed they didn't call you?
No.
We don't want him to go.
Actually, if they called me, I would say, no, I'm on the cusp of retirement. It's a little too late. Where were you 20 years ago?
Yeah. Well, that does bring up a good point. Like, do you think that this is a call that the Lord gives someone at an early age as an aspiration to become a pope? Like, is this, has anybody ever asked them that?
Ambitious for the job, you're probably not the right person for it.
Mm. Okay. Well, we wish Pope Leo the 14th the very best. And thank you, Father John, for being here twice in 1 week.
Yeah, I was telling Alan, that's a record.
I don't think I've ever interviewed this guest twice in 1 week before in the 4 years I've been
here. I just hope I don't have to come back a third time. That'll be bad.
No, well, we might have you in because the Italian festival is coming up as well.
That's right, next weekend,
you might see him around the microphones again. And, of course, Alan, we always love having you in as well.